What's up, everybody, in 2023?
Everybody
It's Alexander.
and Jasmine, and this, my friends, is your voyage into the Unfiltered Mental Health Podcast to get you emotionally unfucked for the 2023 year of our. I don't know where we're going with this. Okay, I'm just gonna end it right there.
Okay, but how do you say that in Spanish now?
Oh, quick test. Por favor, todos los. Oh, I have no idea. I'm just playing. Quit playing. I'm just playing.
Yeah, not doctors or anything like that. We just talk shit.
Yep, pretty much.
So yeah, Jasmine kind of had like we didn't have anything really planned for this episode, and I just now realized that I forgot to post all those other episodes.
Yeah, you did.
Oops.
Yeah, you did.
My bad. I'll have to do that before we work another
Well, we'll
one.
just post them up with this one. Our one listener will be slightly peeved, but the rest
Right.
of the newcomers that are coming along board, welcome and happy new year.
Yeah. So yeah,
This
Jasmine.
very dysfunctional
I mean, you're not wrong. But you didn't have to say it.
We're trying to get y'all emotionally unfucked. Shit. You know how emotionally fucked we are right now?
Pretty much.
That's too funny.
Yeah, so Jasmine had the idea of just talking about like I don't know, New Year's related stuffs.
Yeah, everybody goes through their moments in the beginning of every year. And, the whole resolution, should I do one? Should I not do one? What are my goals for the next year? What do I want to accomplish? Where do I want to be? So let's just share our shit.
Yeah, so basically my goals, I've been working towards them for a while, which trying to just save money so I can start doing some ads for the podcast, my website, as well as coachings and courses and stuff. I'm going to be reopening mine because I've had them closed for the past, I don't know, 2 or 3
Yeah, you
months.
mentioned that. Everybody else would know it too had you posted those last few episodes.
Pew, 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 shots fired.
Laser effect, as in the
Yeah, iPhone's terrible. Anyways, so I'm gonna be reopening that stuff. I'm gonna start doing some ads and stuff now that I have a little bit of money saved. In addition, I am starting to learn Spanish. I've been waiting for 2023 actually, so I can get
Muy
started on
bien.
my flag theory. See, yes. On my flag theory stuff, which if you don't know what flag theory is, the short watered down version is basically go where you're treated best. So you get residency in a low tax area, you get second or even third or even fourth citizenship. So if for whatever reason you have a trouble with your passport, like in one country, you just whip out another one and be like, ah, yeah, no, fuck you. I'm gonna keep doing whatever I want to do. So for
Nice.
example, if this is kind of a dark example that probably won't happen again, but Jewish people during the Nazi stuff, the ones that had, American citizenship or, Italian, whatever country citizenship, they could just use that passport instead of excuse me, sorry about
Oh,
that.
bless you.
They could use that second passport and, more likely to just get out of the country. And there's another thing with the United States, I think it was in 2016, where they gave the IRS power to just shut off your passport for any reason. Now, obviously, in practice, they don't just flip a switch and peace out to that passport, but they do have that ability. And of course, with the way the world's going, it's like, I don't trust that.
Well, have you heard of that one passport that you can get? It's like an international thing. You can basically go anywhere in the world with it. I don't off the top of my head remember the name of it, but I've seen it on TikTok a lot.
I have not heard of
I'll have to find that and I'll have to bring it to your attention because
that.
I didn't even know that was something that existed. But yeah, it is. You can actually do it and get it and I gotta find it. It's like a universal type thing. It works anywhere. and not many people know about it.
Yeah, no, I've not heard anything about it. That'd be cool if it exists.
Okay, I'll share it with you. You sound
But
congested.
say what?
You sound a little congested.
Yeah, my allergies are kind of kicking off on me for some reason. I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
So that's my bad.
It's all good.
Yeah, but other stuff I'm doing, I'm waiting until my birthday in like a week and a half, and then I will be getting my American passport. And yeah, wanted to wait
Yay.
until then to do that. And I'm going to be learning some Espanol and found some cool stuff in the polyglot community, which, if you know what that is, it's basically a community of people who know, or a polyglot is someone who knows many languages.
Cool.
The snooty people like to say like four plus, and but most people are just like, yeah, if you know two, you're technically a polyglot.
Well, I've got three.
Well,
Well,
I
I actually
did not
have
know that.
four. Yeah.
What
I
for?
have four. I have obviously English, and then I have Spanish, and I have Punjabi and Hindi.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So
Pretty
I
dope.
guess I'm a polyglot. Yes.
But yeah, so those are mine in shorter version or shorter goals right now. January and February, I'll be trying to move, so I may not be able to leave the country for another year if I get moved, but I would very much enjoy my life for the next 6 months at least. If I don't get moved, then I'll just keep saving money and hopefully leave the country sooner. So
Nice.
that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Well, good. That's exciting because it's something that you have been talking about for a while, so.
Yeah, I usually try not to talk about it with people because they're all like, "Oh, why would you want to leave the country?" It's like, I don't know, maybe because of the 80% divorce rate or shit like that, or people I don't like in the country, or maybe it's being a felon for something I didn't do. You know, there's all kinds of possible reasons why I might want to leave this country.
You know, one thing I've learned, and this is because I don't I get really excited about anything that's up and coming in my life that I have a tendency to share it with people. And even though I think these are people that genuinely love me and care for me or whatever, there's always some sort of a reaction by someone to where it's like it just makes me feel like shit. Regardless of how wonderful I felt about the news or whatever, like I'm getting ready to go to Charleston, South Carolina, to go hang out with my cousin for like
Cool.
X amount of days, you know, like 10 days I'm going to be out there and whatever. And I mentioned that to someone in my family, and they're just like, why are you going? Da 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 da. All this other stuff. And I'm just like, what? Like, can't you just be happy for me? You know, I'm trying to go and just have a good time and have fun and enjoy myself. And oh my God, you're gonna laugh at me. I'm totally wearing my headset backwards. The microphone is behind my head. Hang on, please hold.
Why?
Oh my God. Oh my God, can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Oh,
You were wearing your headset backwards. What? How? Why? How? Hello? Hello?
can you hear me?
Yeah, there you are.
I can't believe I just did that. And I admitted it to everybody that's listening.
Well, we're gonna know what the title of this episode is gonna be. Jasmine's big fail, and we're gonna share that everywhere.
Wasn't there supposed to be an attachment on this headset that had like a mic piece? And I was like, oh shit, it's behind
That's funny.
oh my God. Okay. Anyway, what
I don't even know what I
was I
was talking
even
about.
saying at this
I don't
point?
know.
Shit.
I don't have a
Oh
clue.
my God. Yeah. Well, anyway.
Oh yeah, people shitting on stuff.
Oh yeah, and just not wanting to share things with people. Just I've learned to just keep quiet about what my plans are, my future plans, any type of plans that I make that are just for me. Because although you know you have people in your life that are that love you, they may not have the best intentions when they hear some good news, or they just might get jealous or just have something to say. And you don't need to deviate from your plan. You know what your course is. You know what you're planning for your future. Just stay your course.
Yeah, it's funny because I've been planning to actually leave the country since 2016 before all the legal crap.
Yeah.
And like I talked about it at first because I thought it was a cool and exciting concept. And everyone's like, why are you? I'm like, I guess I'm just not going to talk to you guys about it.
Right.
And now that I'm bringing it back up because it's almost time, like, well, you've never talked about this. It's like, oh, well, yeah, no.
It's not your business. It's not your plan. It's my plan.
Yeah. And they're, it's funny because some people are trying to talk me out of it. Like my mom, especially.
Yeah.
Really can't understand. It's like, this is a decision I made like 5 or 6 years ago. No, wait, it's 2023 now. So 7 years ago, am I doing my math right? Yeah. 7 years ago. It's like, you're not talking me out of a decision I made 7 years ago. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
But it's sad too, because you want to share your happiness or joy with other people. And when they don't have the kind of reaction that you played out in your mind to where they would just say, oh, I'm happy for you. That's wonderful. How can I help? Or, you know, just, you know, how, you know, I'm just happy for you. No, when you don't get that reaction, it's devastating.
Maybe at first. It's just kind of, honestly, it's just annoying now for me.
And annoying.
No, I'm serious. Like I've been the black sheep. I'm the black sheep of the family. So
you and me both, sweetheart.
Yeah, I'm used to that reaction to the point where it's just kind of expected, but it's still annoying.
You know, you'd think that as black sheep, we would learn our lesson, but we still almost feel, and this is something that my current boyfriend and I, he tries to convince me too. He goes, why do you keep trying to impress your mom and make your mom happy when you know that it's never going to change? I love my mom to death. My mom loves me to death, but we just have that clash because I'm not the child that she wanted in terms of like the, you know, I'm just not religious and I'm not, you know, one to like follow along the same footsteps as my sister went and things like that. So I disappoint her and I know that, but I still seek that validation. And why I keep doing that at 52 years old, you think I'd learn my lesson? She's 80. She's not going to change, you know? So why do I keep doing that to myself?
Yeah. Just one of those things to process, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But and to unpack during therapy, go get therapy, y'all, is good.
But yeah, so also that's kind of like my plans. What about, I know you said you didn't have too many plans, but it sounds like you're going to, visit your cousin. That's a plan.
Yeah, that's a plan. That's something that just literally came up out of the blue last week. And it was like, fuck it, I'm going to do it. And I booked my flight and I'm going out there for 10 days and we're going to be staying at the, Kiawa Island Golf Resort out on Kiawa Island in South Carolina, and it's absolutely stunning and beautiful, and I'm just gonna do yoga and meditation and just really go into just chill.
South Carolina has islands?
Yeah, I didn't know that either. I found out about that when she told me. I was like, no shit.
Where the fuck are the islands at?
Yeah, well, Google it. I had to do the same thing, and I was like, what? I had no
idea. I've even been to South Carolina before.
Yeah, I've never been to South Carolina. I've been to North Carolina. I had no idea there were some islands out there.
Wait, is Virginia? No, Virginia
that's
Beach
northern.
In Virginia.
Yeah, that's up north.
Myrtle.
Well, that's north of that. Yeah,
and then Myrtle Beach is in North Carolina, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've been to South Carolina because when I was in the transfer bus, we went to South Carolina. That's right.
Yeah, but I don't know, like geographically speaking, exactly where it is. But yeah, I was shocked. I had no idea that islands even existed until my cousin called me up and said, "Hey, come visit me. You ain't doing nothing."
You didn't know that islands existed?
I didn't know that islands existed off of South Carolina. Islands aren't real. The world is flat. They're Come on believe. Now. Anyway.
The reason cats haven't pushed everything off the edge of the earth is because they haven't had time yet. They still need more time.
They're like, bitch, fuck you. Do it yourself. man. So, I didn't know there were islands out there. So I'm going to go do that. And honestly, this year, I should be freaking out a little bit more than I am, but I choose not to. This is my last year with getting full child support and all that stuff. My child's going to be 18. Excuse me. In 2024, early 2024. So this is my last year here where I'm living. So my whole thing is like, I should be freaking out a little, like, where am I going to be living? Cause I certainly will not be able to afford this place. No way. And I'm just going to go through this year and just with gratitude and just be grateful for what I have, and whatever's going to happen is going to happen, and I'll embrace it.
Best of luck with that. Cause
thank you.
Because with the way our one listener is going, I don't think we're going to sell much in this next year.
Don't plan on keeping this as your primary source of income, baby. Keep looking. Keep looking. Otherwise, pretty you fuck.
Yeah. But yeah, let's kind of talk a little bit more about New Year's resolutions in general. Like, a lot of people do get excited about stuff, but then they try to do too much, part of it. And two, they don't really account for the obstacles they're going to face. Like, a common one is, I'm going to get in shape, blah, 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 blah. And of course, most gym memberships, they sell the most in January, of course. And
they sell the most and they're crowded as fuck. Get out of my parking space, fatty. Don't take up my spot. That's my, no, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Oh my God. I can't believe I just said that.
Get out of my parking spot.
Sorry.
That's hilarious.
Goddamn parking spot. I have parked there every day from March all the way through December, and your fat ass comes along.
For those 2 months, it's so tedious. That's funny.
Oh. And those are our two coldest months in Houston. What the fuck, man? Okay, I'm off my soapbox. I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear about your 50 degree weather. Like, you know, here I am in Methuri, and you know, we 50. Got
fool. It is 71 degrees out here right now.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Oh, 75. I'm sorry, 75 feels like 75. Yep.
You know,
it is hot and muggy.
Yeah, you know, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had negative degree weather where I live.
Yep, I know.
Yeah, I bitched about it a lot.
I will say that I do like cold weather now. I never really used to care for it, but I like it now because I'm menopausal and I have hot flashes. So when the cold, when it's cold outside
right now,
I love it now when it's
No, I'm going to have to cut you off right there. We do not endorse.
Box it up and send it to me, fool. I need it.
We do not endorse cold weather on the Filtered Mental Health Podcast. We want it warm and sunny.
But we also promote no hot flashes, Alexander. We have to support both sides. Just say no.
But yeah. Fuck, was I talking about?
Oh, we were just talking about finishing. Oh, the whole common New Year's resolution being.
Oh yeah. So just as like some takeaway stuff you can kind of take away, so it's not all just entertainment value, you know. So try to map out your year month by month if you can. Like, for one goal, just choose one goal. Whether it's getting in shape, it's, you know, reading X amount of books, it's learning Spanish, whatever. Like, right now, I've got 3 things I'm working on, which, you know, I should probably take my own advice, but these are important life things that I've been building up for years.
Yeah.
You know, with being a life coach as well as Spanish and getting ready to leave the country, those are my 3 things. So I guess I'm not going to take my own advice here. Like, but if you do struggle, like, if you do struggle with life goals, one, it comes back down to figure out what you want in life. Like, I truly want all these things deep in my core. And honestly, if I can't get out of this country, I might end up hanging myself. Like, it's not good. I fucking hate this
Don't
country. I
say
need out.
that. That's not even, yeah.
Yeah. We're so that's how I'm just saying that's how important these things are to me. So I don't have any doubt in my mind that I'm not going to follow these goals, like
Yeah.
complete them, because my very sense of self is kind of on the line for this. Like, it has to be done. So if you don't have that level of motivation, and be honest, like you'll know if you have it or not.
Yeah.
Like my co oldest cousin, for example, he has a deep-seated need for like material success, and it's never a question for him. It's always something he just has to do. So if you don't have that gut level need, just
Yeah.
focus on one thing and then map out, spend like 2 weeks just researching. That's all you're gonna do. You're just gonna look up, you're gonna spend 10 hours a week on this goal, researching whatever it is you're doing, what problems you're gonna come upon, what this, that obstacles, common journey for other people, et cetera, et cetera. Spend like a week or two doing that.
Yeah.
And then based off of that, map out your entire year month by month. Like, all right, so I'm gonna do my food prep on this day. If you decide to do food prep, I'm gonna do all this, I'm gonna do all that. I'm gonna learn, supplementary stuff like how to cook really well for, getting in shape, whatever. I just
And
say getting in shape because
making
that's
your
the one.
goals attainable, I think, is really, really important too. You
Yeah.
know, something that you can actually achieve and have the ability and the means to make it come to fruition. That's really, really important.
And that's why you should only focus on one if you don't have that gut level need or if they're not all
Right.
related. And that's also why you spend the time to research other people's hero journeys, if you will. So then you can have a
Okay.
reasonable idea of what you're going to go through. And that way you can set your goals and set yourself up month for month to be more realistic, because it'll give you a sense of self-satisfaction, accomplishment, and stuff like that. And once you really get going, first, the first step's always the hardest.
Yeah.
So those are my three main things: is preparing to leave this country, whether that be in 6 months or a year. It kind of depends on how these next few months are going to go. And then learning Spanish in preparation, probably getting what's known as a TEFL, which is, I forget what it stands for, but it's basically teaching English. It's a certification.
Nice.
And then hopefully getting my online work really going, because now I actually have money now. It's nice. I don't have to check the bank
Yeah,
account to buy a Subway sandwich.
that's nice.
And hell, I bought two of them today.
Oh shit,
I know
high
it. I'll buy another one later. But like, I have money to like put towards ads, so
yeah.
I'm gonna start doing that probably in a, I don't know, like 2 weeks, I think. I may be end of January I start doing that, because
Yeah.
also I'm waiting until my birthday to like start the passport journey, and I quite honestly don't know the steps to do that. So just giving myself that extra wiggle room, if you will.
Oh, to get like the foreign passport, the
No,
other one.
like just your American passport, so you can start working towards residency in other countries.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
Yeah. And then just trying out, just moving to a couple different places, see how what it's like, and just working towards that. Because
Good.
residency is the first step to getting naturalization, which is citizenship in a couple different countries.
Yeah.
Citizenship takes years. Well, yeah. It'll be probably, I don't know, 7, 8 years before I can renounce my citizenship, but
Yeah.
it's a gonna happen.
It's a gonna happen.
It's a gonna happen. I'm gonna get rid of this country entirely because I don't like it.
Well, you'll find your it'll happen. You've been talking about this for a while. Now it's time for it to just happen.
Yep. So yeah, that's basically New Year's stuffs.
Cool. That's pretty much, I don't really have like three per se. Mine is more just I'm going to enjoy myself on this upcoming trip and continue to stay positive and continue to do what I've been doing this last year and a half, and just self-care, self-love, confidence, and just chugging along and just being happy.
Chugging along, huh, with that self-love. We
Yep.
definitely endorse self-love every night
Ooh.
before bed.
Yes.
I was wondering if you would catch that or not.
Was going to say all day long, but then it would have turned out to me in a different meeting. So, we're just going to end it right there. How's
Yeah,
that?
we gotta do. We gotta do rock, paper, scissors. Is it your turn or my turn? I don't remember.
Oh, I don't know. You do it.
I think it's my turn because I wrote down what to choose next time. So, just so you guys know, I decided to choose what I'm about to choose for rock, paper, scissors on episode 26.
Oh,
That's, yeah, it's
damn. They
episode
don't know because
27.
they ain't heard it yet. What?
No. Like I didn't. Wait, did I say I was gonna
I think
choose?
you did. I think you did, but I don't remember what it was. So,
Oh shit. And we didn't post those episodes.
nope. It's okay.
Well,
We're gonna wing it, baby. We're gonna wing it.
okay.
Come on.
So, all right. So, ready for rock, paper, scissors? The rules are
You got a
if you
33.3%
lose,
chance.
yeah, if you lose, you have to either comment or subscribe or something that has positive feedback towards the podcast.
Yep.
Them's the rules. I didn't make them, I just stole them.
Yep.
So, ready and rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I chose rock.
Nice.
I even had a note to say choose rock next time.
Nice. I think
So
my paper covers you, so yeah, I'd
yeah.
have to go and do the comment and all that stuff.
Well, no, you won, so
Oh, I won, so
yeah.
I don't have to do a
If you
comment.
chose scissors. If you chose scissors. But yeah, so closing notes, I guess.
Yep, closing notes. You guys know how to get in touch with us. Every links are below if you want to have any advice or schedule any sessions with Alexander. You know where you can go to do that as well. And yeah, great show.
Yeah, this episode is sponsored by two broke back people, so
Sitting in our zoo enclosures in our respective cities.
So definitely like, share, and follow, and have a good day. If you have any questions about your own New Year's resolutions, like obviously we're not doctors or nothing, but we're happy to talk to you. So
Exactly.
do that.
Happy New Year.
Take care. We'll see you in like 5 or 10 minutes
All right.
for
Bye, everybody.
the next
Bye.
episode. Bye.